world has never, ever known. He was looking into the eyes of truth incarnate, God in human form, the one through whom the worlds were created. Sad to say, Pilate never knew and embraced the truth. We're living in a truth-starved world. What do you think? People are still asking the question, what is truth? Everyone is on a quest to discover truth. Yet there is more confusion than ever as to what it is or where it is found. In Western culture, the words truth and true and truth are used primarily in the intellectual, scientific sense. A statement, hypothesis, or argument is either true or false. Still others say there's no absolute truth at all and that everything is relative. Yet our hearts and minds tell us that there can be no meaning without some ultimate truth. We seem to know instinctively that that ultimate truth is somehow related to the existence of God. Something deep within us tells us that God exists and that He holds the key to truth. Creation itself points to the existence of a creator. The more we learn about our world and universe, the more it points us to intelligence and design beyond our imagination. No matter how much we learn about our creation, the more we realize we do not know. With each new discovery, we find ourselves standing on a new frontier. If there is a designer God behind it all, who is He? What is He like? Has He revealed Himself? The answer is yes. God has revealed Himself not just in creation, but in the Word of God, the Bible. We can find this ultimate truth that unlocks meaning and purpose in life in the pages of the Bible. The Bible itself declares to be the authoritative words of God to mankind. It claims to be the infallible presentation of ultimate truth. 2 Corinthians 13:8 tells us that God's truth is the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is invincible, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Mankind can ignore the truth, refuse to recognize it or accept it, or attempt to destroy it, yet the truth of God and His Word shall prevail. Lies never last, but truth stands the test of time. The truth is changeless. Science is changing its mind all the time. The beliefs and teachings of men are constantly changing. God's Word never changes. We need never fear finding one day that we were deceived or misled by a promise or truth given by God. God's truth endures forever. And this is where you enter the picture. God wants everyone to know the truth, which includes you. He wants you to know the truth in Jesus Christ. Don't make the mistake Pilate made. God has given you His Holy Spirit, who will lead you more and more into the truths of His Word. These very truths have the power to change you, strengthen you, sustain you. When you know the truth, you need to act on it and put it into practice. It's your responsibility to find the truth and secure it in your life. It gets down to you, truth. You and truth. Never forget that one day you will be judged by the truth. This is a commitment, a year's commitment to truth. Notice across the page, we write out to find it, believe it, live it, defend it, and all that incorporates. Through the months, I'll break down and you'll notice we've got in October, you and truth concerning creation and purpose. And we have in the year, we'll have some speakers. And if you notice on the 20th, we have a special speaker in for the day. Truth teller, Pat Briney. Truth concerning creation. So Pat is going to be here Sunday this month, the 20th, and he will challenge you concerning creation and its knowing and God as creator and that being attached to God's purpose in our lives. I'm not going to take you through all the events. In November, You and truth concerning culture, worldviews. You and truth concerning Jesus and salvation in December. January, you and truth concerning the Bible and foundations. You and truth concerning God's heart in your heart. You and truth concerning in March, prophecy and eternity. Everybody likes prophecy. April, you and truth concerning relationships and grace. May, you and truth concerning holy living and purity. I tell you what, we're to be a separate people, set apart. And you know, knowing Christ ought to make a difference in your life. June, you and truth concerning church life and giving. July, you and truth concerning evangelism and sacrifice. August, you and truth concerning prayer and discipline. And then in September, you and truth concerning faith and knowledge. I encourage you to be a part of our daily scripture devotion time. If you notice, then we have You Truth activities. We have SNT, Sunday Night Truth, on the first Sunday night of each month. There will be a presentation of truth from the Truth Project. We're going to end this session with a promotion of that. TLP, Truth Loving Prayer. That's just a expression of our Wednesday night prayer groups. We've gotten feedback from you, and we're keeping our one Wednesday night a month prayer groups. Truth or Consequences, Bible Trivia on the fifth Sunday of the month. During the evening service, we did this with our cross-examination. We just take a book. Did y'all enjoy that? And we're gonna kind of do a version of that, and we're going to keep that this year, and we just called it Truth or Consequences. Truth Teller, this is our guest speaker focusing on truth. There's four speakers throughout the year that's going to come on a Sunday, and we're going to give him the Sunday morning and evening services on some particular, the particular focus for that month in relationship to truth, beginning with Pat Briney. Truth Training, practical instruction and practice of sharing your faith. We've had some input saying we need some classes or some special times to help us be more evangelistic and witnessing. We're providing that. Truth in Music. We have a special Hope in the Night service on November the 10th, Sunday evening. Truth in Drama. We have a drama presentation. We're calling Truth Out, designed, it's a visitation outreach. One of the things that we were really encouraged last year was our special saturation times. We're going to try to saturate, do some canvassing before Pat Briney comes, for example, on the 20th of this next month. Fall Fun Fest is a great outreach, but we're going to try to do more saturation, truth, taking the truth out. We call it Truth Out. Truth Time Fellowship, Church Fellowship, a special fellowship on January 26, and then Truth Trip. Y'all pray about this. Brother Gilbert has gotten some information together. But this is something I've always wanted to do. I've talked about it for a long time. We've talked about it in staff. But in Kentucky, they have the Creation Museum. Some of you have been there. Would you raise your hand? You've gone. I tell you what, the forces of evil have fought against that place even opening. But it's a great presentation on creation. I thought, wouldn't it be neat during spring break if we could charter a bus and have a trip, 4-5 day trip or so, leave here, go to Creation Museum, take the bus drive merrily, merrily as we go up the road. Take a couple of days there, go through tickets to the Creation Museum. And I tell you what, the little ones, it would be challenging. It would be great for them as well as the big ones. And, just get the bus filled up. It's going to cost you some money. You can plan kind of like a mission trip, you know. You can set aside your money. We'll try to get it where you can make it in installments. And during spring break, we thought it'd be a great time for family-friendly. But you will enjoy that Creation Museum. Very challenging. It's great for adults and kids. One of the greatest presentations of Mount St. Helens and the truth of the flood is there. There's just so much information. So by faith, we put it on the calendar, and we'll begin to give you more and more information about Creation Museum, and it'll be worthwhile your journey and your trip. I thought it'd be a great year for our focus to do that. And I'm excited about our new church focus, and it's going to be a journey together through. Now, as I was getting into this, and we'll get our queued up for our Truth Project promotion, I was wanting a DVD series. If you've been here for the journey, I use DVDs from time to time. And if you've been here for the journey, you know our DVDs aren't just for entertainment value. They're very challenging. I was looking for something truth-based that I could use a DVD. And I was planning just maybe a string three Sunday nights together or four. What we came into knowledge of is called the Truth Project. It's produced by Focus on the Family. And it is a challenging DVD series. There are 50 minutes, and you're going to get a taste of it in a minute. They are powerful. And there's 12 DVDs, 12 in the series. So for 12 Sunday nights, and we're just taking one per month on a Sunday night. Most of the time it's the first Sunday evening of the month. We'll run this what you see here in the Sunday morning service promo, and then that night, our evening worship will be the DVD, and we'll flesh it out for you. And so I hope you're on the journey. I hope you can invite people. You've got the layout here, right here on this Truth Project back page, to know kind of what's coming up. This is well produced. It is very powerful. And so we want you to be aware of it. We're already making a change to the calendar. I've got it. This fifth will be this coming Sunday, the first Sunday morning. I'll be introducing the theme in pulpit in relationship to truth and creation. We had planned to do the first DVD that night, but I've been asked, and there's a conference in Dearborn Baptist, and Brother Travis and I are both invited to speak, and so we won't be there that night, and so we're selfish. Just tell you right up front, we thought about, well, we could go ahead and show the DVD without us being there, and we thought, we'll pray about that. No. This is who we are. I'm sorry. You're stuck with us, okay? So we're going to move it to the 13th. We're going to take it the next Sunday night when we get back. So that'll be the first one, first installment of our truth series. So I really believe that it's going to be worth the journey. Well, I want you to pray that. Can you play the promo? Y'all have that queued up? I think it's just about 5 minutes or so. Just take it that much and we'll close. Somebody want to get the lights?
About to take what could well be the most important tour of your life. It's going to be a worldview tour. We are going to turn and gaze upon the face of God. What should we hear? What should we see? You are going to be amazed. Why did Jesus come into the world? Do you know who Jesus is? Do you know? From time to time, we're going to bring some experts into the classroom.
The world is reeling with uncertainty. It's almost like it's in the air.
Truth is fundamentally about who God is.
We're challenged to either confront culture, to abandon it, or transform it.
Is our culture filled with lies? This is a battle of worldviews.
Do you really believe that what you believe is really real?
evil? What is it? Where did it come from? Why is it in the world?
Who is God?
Who is God?
Who is man? What does God say about who man is? What takes us captive? What is insanity? What is the world's view of work? God is a God of social order.
We're going to look at economics, art, media, music, and literature in this sphere of labor. We're going to look at the area of philosophy and ethics.
Everything is about relationships. There is no direction you can travel in which God has not spoken. I want us to look at the answers that we get from both Christians and non-Christians.
We get over 250,000 letters and phone calls at Focus every month. And if you were to listen in on some of those, it would make your heart break. The body of Christ has so bought the lies of the world that we have not only conformed to the world, but we are suffering deeply from the consequences of believing those lies. We have become convinced that the only long-term solution to this problem is to rebuild those foundations, to build again that comprehensive biblical worldview within God's people. One of the effects of a comprehensive and systematic biblical worldview is that you're not as easy to fool. The effect we want to see upon people's lives is that they have that ability to discern and to be able to fend off those lies and the illusions that bombard them from every quarter of life. So we are deeply concerned about taking part in an effort that will not just treat the symptoms, but will go to the root of this problem, which is a worldview problem. The vision of the Truth Project, first and foremost, is that God will perform a deep transformation within the lives of those people who go through the study. It's a transformation that will radically change the way they view the world and the way they live their life. It's a change that is permanent. It's not an emotional experience. How does it happen? Well, for sure we know that it doesn't happen because of anything we do. That kind of a transformation only occurs when God does His work within the heart and mind of an individual. And that is why this whole project is going to be resting on a platform of prayer, because we recognize that what we seek here doesn't simply come because we got a really neat product. It comes because of the work of God.
It is a long time coming, a project such as the Truth Project.
I think that the Truth Project is one of the most significant things that Focus on the Family has ever undertaken.
Of all the issues today, you could boil them down to half a dozen, but unquestionably, truth would be major.
The question of truth and training minds and how to approach truth is of importance that cannot be gainsaid.
What is the definition of the present? This is what's happening, man, right now.
What is the meaning and purpose of life?
This is where the battle rages.
I guess in the end, what we're really after is that we will see God's people hunger for Him, that they will continually be conformed more and more to the image of Christ. And what that means is when He weeps, we weep. What He calls evil, we see as evil. What He calls glorious and good, we see as glorious and good.
How do I know I exist? And if I do exist, why do I exist? If I think I exist, where did that thought come from? We're going to build the final pillar, history. We're going to look at the American experiment. Intimacy, union, communion, fellowship, love. The God of the universe dwells within me? Wow.
I just hope that's a real tease. Well, it's not a tease for me. It's really a turn on. That makes me really excited. And that's the reason we've got to be out of town this next Sunday night. Can't be here. And that's the reason you won't be seeing it on the evening of the 5th. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm jealous of it. And I want to be here because I want to experience it with my body, this church. I want you to know, as your pastor, I have a commitment to truth. And I'm not going to believe something just because that's what I've been taught. I really believe with all my heart that God has communicated truth through His Word, period. And not just in the English language. It started with Hebrew, Greek, and a little Aramaic. And I believe God's Word has been translated in a multitude of languages, and I praise God for that. And it's a truth. It's not words, it's the truth that I am committed to. And I'm going to unmask it, and we're going to unfold it. I don't care what anybody else thinks. These are cutting edge, and they're challenging. Honestly, if you'll look at the 12 breakdowns, the DVDs, these will take you beyond what I, as your pastor, could take you beyond in some areas. I just want to take you there. I don't care. It doesn't have to be. I just want you to. I'm not going to say you agree with everything, but I tell you what, you'll be challenged by everything. This will help you to think critically and think in some areas of truth in God in ways you probably never imagined. So we're going to take the journey, and we're committed to it. And so I want you to be there. Young and old, it will do us all good. So if you didn't know, I'm very excited. This is a good thing to help drive the year. And it will be a great supplement. And I'm praying that at the end of this journey, through this focus, we will not be the same. We have calendars here. We always have plenty. Use them. Their work, it's just not to look at them. I mean, don't just put them away. I mean, we put a lot of money and work into this. Look at what's coming up. Pray about each minor focus of our major sub-truth focus and about the speakers. And then, hey, share it with others. We've got tracks that are truth-centered tracks. We want you to, we'll be flagshipping. And so we're trying to flesh this out. This calendar and the assign of the topics is, we've learned, is just a way to make sure this focus is not buried, but we keep it before you for the whole year. So I'm excited. Are you? Are you good? Okay, I think it's needed. I think it'll be worth the journey. We have out here, and we are bringing forward, and you have let us know that you love journaling. And so we have free new journals for everyone, for our kids and for all of us that want to wear them. We have the Truth of the Gospel wristbands for you, and that's for fleshing out our focus. Because we're in the world of cell phones, it's a great cell phone rest charger. It's got U-Truth on it. And you want to take it to work or whatever, or to your desk or wherever, you can rest your cell in there and actually charge it. Also, if your particular cell phone doesn't work, we've got a printout that you can put there to remind you, or when your phone is not there, put it there and be a good witness at work or wherever you are. So we have those for all of our cell phone users, which is just about everybody. We also have little chargers for our cell phones. You know, how many of these do you need when your cell phone needs to be, you know, can you imagine a day without being connected? You can just pop these in your car and plug in your phone and charge them up. But it's got our YouTube truth theme on it. And am I covering everything? That's it. So the more calendars are up here, and we encourage you to flesh it out, live it out, and stay with us for the journey, okay? All right. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. And there's a desk out here for those who, I think we have like 100 of these. These are not for the kids. We have these for the kids, these for everybody. And if you have a cell phone, we have that for you. And so take it and enjoy it. And would you pray as we enter into this new focus, okay? You and truth, you truth, all right? God bless you. You're dismissed.